Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Look at my butt. Now look at my front butt.
Wada, 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 wada.
Open the circuit to the wave motion gun. Open the circuit.
Blood receiver pressure increases. It's unfold.
All the ship's energy is now in the wave motion gun.
I doubt anyone here would recognize civic virtue if it reached up and bit you in the ass.
Oh, did I hurt your feelings?
Only Magneto's right. There's a war coming. You sure you're on the right side?
And welcome to Steve's Video Store. This is an interesting week because it's the week before all the superhero, biggest superhero movies, one of the biggest horror films of the year is coming out. And with me, I have the only man to threaten to kill me over making him watch a movie, and he actually meant it too. Anson Beckett. Say hello, Anson.
Hey. Hello, everybody.
And I got to give him points because Don't Mess With My Sister was that bad.
Oh, awful. I still have nightmares.
And this weekend we had some new stuff come out. Let's check on the box office to see how it did. At number 5 is Unplanned, which may be the batshit crazy religious film of the year. Have you seen any of the promo or any of the line quotes from that yet, Anson?
I haven't. What was the name of the movie again?
Unplanned.
I haven't heard anything about this.
Well, here's the infamous line from it. He said, "Do you think that fast food joints make their money off of hamburgers? No, they barely break even. They make all their money off of sodas and fries. That's what abortions are to us, soda and fries."
Interesting.
Wow, that sounds weird.
Yeah. And then it's R-rated and it's a pure flick film. And it has a girl giving abortion and having an orgasm while she does it.
Ooh. Definitely
I'm not
overstating
this at all. You can't make this up.
Wow. And this is on the top 5?
Yes, it's number 5. Making $6 million this weekend on a $6 million budget. So it's actually profitable.
Wow. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy a sick movie, but I wouldn't have thought normally when I like one, it doesn't do anything in the box office.
Yeah. And at number 4 is 5 Feet Apart, the teen romance film, with $6 million. And at number 3 is Captain Marvel, with $20
million. I haven't got to see that yet, but I'm really wanting to watch it.
Yeah. And at number 2 is Us. Us is down, but it made $33 million. It's already up to $130 million on $20 million budget, so I guess they really aren't crying over dropping The number one is Dumbo with $45 million.
Not figured Dumbo was going to bring in a boatload of cash.
Yeah. On one hand, you got the Disney nostalgists, and on the other hand, you got the Tim Burton fans.
Sure. I'm not a big fan of the live-action remakes.
Two more, I think, this year. I forget what the other one is, but I do know there's a live-action Lion King coming out, which looks like computer animation.
There's a live-action Aladdin as well.
Oh, yeah, Aladdin with Blue Will Smith.
Yep.
That's one of the creepiest things I've seen, and I watch a lot of scary horror films. You don't get creepier than a blue-skinned Will Smith.
It reminds me of, I never was a fan of the show, but Arrested Development, that guy on there, Bluth, I think was his last name. He had painted himself blue.
Yeah, the one that got turned all blue.
Yeah, he reminds me, that's what Will Smith reminded me of as soon as I saw that.
And next week's going to be the interesting one because we got Shazam coming out, and it's getting great reviews.
I know from the trailers
of that,
it looks good. And
Pet Sematary, which is coming out, and it's having great reviews.
Both of those look great from the trailer.
Well, the biggest thing I've heard about Pet Sematary is John Lithgow steals the film, but that's like, duh.
Right. It's supposed to be scarier than the original. Which, the original time period was as scary as it needed to be.
Yeah, Fred Gwynn. Didn't we go see it together? I know me and Shane went to see it.
I don't believe you and I did, no. I know that we've watched it together, but I don't think we went to the theaters and saw it.
Yeah. Well, they're changing one major twist in the movie, which, in a way, takes some of the balls off of it. I'll get that when the movie comes out.
Gotcha. I've not read a whole lot on it because I didn't want it to be spoiled. I enjoyed the original so much. But, and I'm usually with remakes, I'm not very optimistic, but after the It remake being so good, I kind of had to bite my tongue a little bit on the remakes.
Yeah. Pennywise junkie.
Guilty.
If anybody from Funko Pop is listening, put out as many Pennywise Pops as you can. This man will buy them.
Oh, and my wife will be so excited. Every time the mail comes, and she's like, is it another Pennywise?
What's weird is, it's just maybe 4 months before it comes out or less, I still haven't seen Squawk 1 for it.
Haven't seen what?
Squawk 1 for It Part 2. Almost no pictures, no trailers, nothing.
No, they're being super secretive about it. Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. I mean, I assume it's going to be good. They did so good with the Part 1.
Man, don't worry, when it comes out, they'll do a trailer for the trailer for the trailer.
Probably. They'll probably give a very small snippet here soon, release it on where you can watch it online or whatever.
Well, probably when Comic-Con out in California, the big one, E3, they'll probably drop it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Funko, though, I do know that there are 11 new It Pops coming out for the movie. I don't know how many of them are Pennywise, though.
They haven't done a full set of the first film, have they? I know they've done 200 Pennywise, but they haven't done Ben, The Losers. They haven't done a full set of that.
Yeah, there's a full set out. Yeah, there's a full set. I didn't get into collecting all those. Yeah, they've got a Ben that he glows in the dark. They've got a Beverly Marsh that covered in blood.
Why would Ben glow in the dark?
I don't have any idea. It made no sense to me either.
Oh, my God. Ben hitting the nuclear power plant.
I don't know. Maybe he walked through something in the house.
And there's only one thing I hope to make a pop of, and I hope they do one of Church from Pets. And
they did.
I buy that one. Creepy-looking cat? Yeah.
They did. It's a little two-pack. It's Gage and Church together.
Yeah, but that's from the first film, I think.
Oh, I don't know. It just got put out like ago or last month or something.
Yeah.
It's cool looking though, because I mean, a little zombie looking cat.
Oh God, yeah, that cat was always the creepiest thing in the whole movie because you knew that cat could tear you. In real life, cats will mess you up for no reason.
I still think the creepiest part of that movie is when Gage says, "Now I want to play with you."
Oh, yeah, the little five-year-old boy, yeah.
Yeah, that part I still think is the creepiest part of that movie.
That's what a lot of people didn't like about the book. It's like, you're doing this to a little kid? That's disgusting.
Of course, the book's always better than the movie with any of that.
No. Second part of Pet Sematary is a book dragged. Once you knew where it was going, it dragged until it got there. The best way to describe that is Cujo.
Yeah.
Watching a 99-minute movie of a woman stuck in a car with a rabid St. Bernard is good. It's tense. It's scary. Reading a 300-plus page book about it is
you got a good point there. You got a good point there.
But anything that King wrote during his Kane years tends to ramble on a lot.
Yeah, that is true. I didn't think about that, but.
Like, that's always been the real problem with adapting it, too. Book is 500-plus pages, and it's dense as fuck.
Yeah, I've read the book a couple of times, but it is one that I do kind of like the movie better.
Man, the movies are good. The TV version's problem is they cut too much out of it.
They did, yeah. They really did. I'm a sucker for Tim Curry in just about anything he does.
Now, the remake has, that guy is creepy as Pennywise.
You know, that dude's kind of creepy looking without makeup.
Yeah. Well, the problem with It Part 2 is going to be people fell in love with those characters in It Part 1.
And it's
a
whole different cast.
And besides a couple of flashback scenes, none of them are going to be in the second film. This is them as adults.
Right. Right, yeah. I mean, it's a whole different cast.
Well, same Pennywise, but hey. And the rumors are to actually bring up the turtle in the second one.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, that's one of the few bits that come out, and it was just the director put out a photo and it said the ritual of Chud is coming.
That'll be kind of neat.
Yeah, some good ones coming out around Halloween. I mean, there's It Part 2. I forget what else. But some decent stuff is coming out. But me as usual, been to Knoxville Horror Fest, seeing films that I can't talk about for about a year.
Exactly.
Oh, and you do need to be dragged across concrete. That was just mean.
That just popped up in my Prime. So I think I'm going to rent it or buy it or whatever. It did just pop up in my Prime the other day.
Yeah. It hit VOD at the same time it hit theaters.
Okay. Gotcha. That one popped up and something else that caught my attention. I can't remember right offhand what it was. Something kind of obscure.
Yeah, there's
like
too much stuff coming out for really anything to really grab your attention.
Yeah, I as far as movies in the theater right now, I want to see Captain Marvel. I want to see that Us because I was blown away by Get Out.
I heard good about the first two-thirds of Us.
You've heard nothing good?
Nothing but good things about the first two-thirds of Us. But once the twist comes out in the movie, a lot of people are like,
Gotcha.
And with Get Out, too, is that first two-thirds of it, the setup is great.
Yeah,
and the last third.
Yeah, the last third. I actually like the alternate ending that they didn't go with.
Oh, yeah, the alternate ending. Yeah. But I do agree with Jordan that would have been too real and everybody would have known what would have happened.
No, that would have been the absolute unpopular way to go. I'm just saying, personally, I enjoyed that one.
It is good, but yeah, I mean, after all he's gone through the wipe and bam, 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 he's dead.
Right.
And it wouldn't have given us one of the best end lines ever.
True.
I told you not to trust my folks. Didn't you listen to me?
Now, wasn't that story somewhere before Jordan Peele made that movie?
Get Out? Yeah,
like,
the premise for it is Skeleton Key.
Was that? I know I'd heard it somewhere before, not exactly his take on it, but the doing the body thing and all that.
Skeleton Key.
Okay.
With what's her name from Almost Famous, and she takes care of the old people down in Louisiana Bayou, and it turns out they want to steal her body. She's young.
Yeah. Yep,
that's it. Ain't how old the story is, it's how you tell it.
No, exactly. But after watching it initially, I kept thinking, I've seen something kind of like this before. No, I Jordan Peele does one amazing job telling that story on that movie. It's an awesome movie.
And same with Us. Well, I heard it. There's some films that you either don't want to or don't need to know what the hell's going on because it's creepy enough without us not knowing.
I agree. There's movies that can ruin the suspense by giving you too much information.
like that one that we seen at the Knoxville Horror Fest a couple of years ago, The Endless.
Oh, see, yeah. Yeah, and actually, you know, I love that movie. Totally love it. But it could have left more to the imagination.
And it didn't it explained what was going on without explaining what was going on.
Right. Yeah, that I love that movie.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll get a good lineup this year, because they're showing a lot of the good stuff without the festival.
They are. They're showing great stuff all year long now. So they're...
Yeah.
Which is awesome for them, and as a theater, they're going to have to seriously step up their game, which I guess they will, and come with something amazing for the fest.
Well, they're going to have to step up their game anyway, because when I went to see Dragged Across Concrete, there were only like two people and about six people in the theater. And when I seen Triple Threat, there was two people, and one of them was me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the problem isn't getting good stuff. The problem is getting people to come watch it.
Yeah. I hate to hear that, because they're doing exactly what I would love to do if I owned a theater. And, you know, and what no... Well, we don't have any theaters around here doing anything like that.
Well, there was that one where we went to see Gross Point Blank that they were showing the Warriors, and that for you, and I forget the guy who went with us, were lucky that it was sold out.
Right. That's a little place called the Baxter Avenue Theater.
My place is still
open. I believe
it's
still there. Yeah, I believe it's still there.
That place was a bitch to find.
Yeah.
The problem is, people, is that it was behind the building mall where it was. And there was no sign saying, movie theater back here. So I think we passed it two or three times.
And then when you go back there, it's just a door. There's no mark, just a door.
Yeah. It's just a door.
But I believe it's still there.
Well, the same with Central, but we found it.
Yeah, that is true. Of course, then again, when we were looking for Baxter Avenue Theaters, that was prior to GPS.
Yeah.
That was just us driving around looking.
But the best place I think me and you ever went to see a movie was that theater in Indiana.
The little one
where
we had two screens?
You remember where we went to see Con Air and there was like 25 seat capacity?
Yeah, watching it in somebody's basement. Yeah,
I missed
that place.
I was surprised there wasn't couches in there. It was that small.
You figure you could go see both movies. It was $2 movies. So $10, you've got popcorn and watch two movies.
Yeah, those were the good old days when it was cheap.
All that is saying that we're old.
And that's saying really another reason why people stay home and watch VOD.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you figure for me to take me, my wife, and the four kids to the movies, I'm spending easily $100.
Yeah.
To go watch a movie.
And that's on
point. Do what?
It's just crazy how much they charge for tickets nowadays, period. That's why I don't go much anymore. Well, that and I have to drive 50 minutes to Knoxville just to see a damn movie.
Yeah, because you don't have anything there in La Follette anymore, do you?
No, La Follette Twin closed down and was changed into a church, which I consider kind of blasphemous.
Yeah, so
a little weird right there. Maybe that's a thing, though, because they closed a little theater down in Clarksville some years back, and then it became a church.
Yeah, what they do is they take either a satellite feed of the main church or preacher, and they show it. And they show it there for there, and they turn it, like, into a church like that.
Oh, wow. I guess if it works, whatever works.
It's like televangelist to the next level.
Right, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, we had fun at the La Follette Twin. I missed that place.
Mm-hmm. Watched a lot of movies. I didn't watch near as many as you did, but I watched a lot there.
Yeah. And I knew everybody there, so hey, it was fun. We could get away
right.
with murder.
I still think the best was when the movie broke.
I just wish you could see Scream 3 with me just to see the popcorn canner guy run up and down the aisles in the ghost face costume until he scared the holy crap out of this guy and got decked.
Oh, see, that would have been worth it all right there.
Yeah.
They don't do anything like that. Well, I guess you really can't anymore because, you know, after that dude in Colorado or whatever shot up the movie theater, somebody running up and down the aisles, and people are going to flip.
Yeah, they allow costumes at the Central.
Yeah, but that's a whole different feel. I saw some people dressed up like Mad Max on their Facebook page.
Yeah. I'd like to have seen that again in the big screen, but no, that's a lot of problem. The guys who used to go to movies a lot are broke, and the new generation are so used to having everything sent to them, like on Netflix and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I went to see Dragged, because there's just some films you don't like. If you don't see it on the big screen now, you're not going to get the chance.
Right. And there are some that I make an effort to go to the theater and see, or I try to. But for the most part, I don't go see a whole lot.
Well, I don't think I've seen any superhero movie for the last 2 years on the big screen. I've either rented it or bought it.
I've seen the Deadpools. I definitely saw those in theater. And then I went and saw Glass. I knew I wanted to see Glass in theater.
Ooh, how's that one?
I really enjoyed it. I think it brought together the two movies really good. They did a good job with it. They really did. I enjoyed Unbreakable. I really enjoyed Split. I think if it were a different genre movie, James McAvoy is amazing. Amazing. But he's never going to get any kind of like awards or anything because of the genre of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, and pretty much the new X-Men movie is buried underground. They are not going to release it.
Yeah, that's because they've been so hit and miss. Like, some of them have been god-awful. And even when they're good, they're not real good.
Oh, all the advance word and everyone, including the studio, said that X-Men Dark Phoenix is just utter trash.
It shouldn't be, because you figure, look how popular X-Men comics have been for years and years and years. It's just they didn't handle it right. They never put out a legitimately great X-Men movie.
Yeah, well, look how crappy X-Men, the last one with Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse was.
Yeah, I quit. It got to the point where I wouldn't even watch them. I was like, ugh. It's about like the Fantastic Four movies. They become a freaking joke.
Soon as they cast a Latina, Jessica Alba, as in the comics, the whitest white girl can be ever be whitey.
She's so white, she just turns invisible.
Yeah, she's so white,
yeah.
She's invisible before she's invisible. Blonde hair, blue eyes, Aryan perfection. But no, I avoided that bullet. I never watched them. Just like,
I watched the first one.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, I seen the first one on cable, regular cable. And I was like, God, this movie stinks.
Yeah, they're horrible.
I watched Incredibles 1 and 2, and then I was like, oh, there's a good Fantastic Four movie.
No, I love The Incredibles. We watched that second one a couple times.
Well, you need to see Spider-Man, too.
Oh, yeah,
Into the Multiverse.
Yeah, I want to see that.
You haven't lived, do you see Nicolas Cage play a colorblind Spider-Man who's a noir hero from the 1940s?
That, and I want to see Spider-Ham.
Oh, God, he's great. He's like something out of a bizarre Warner Brothers cartoon.
Like old school Warner Brothers?
Yeah. Like he pulls a, like he defeats the scorpion by pulling a giant mallet out of his pants and smacking him in the head with it.
See, you just don't see that enough anymore.
Yeah. I was shocked how good it was. It's one of those, I was expecting it to be good, but I was like, wow, they actually gave a shit. Same with Aquaman.
I think my daughter saw that Into the Spider-Verse 2 or 3 times in the theater. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she hasn't sold Spider-Ham from you.
Oh, no. She knows better.
Well, yeah, I seen Aquaman the other day, and it's actually good.
I assumed it was going to be good. I think it's neat that Aquaman's always been kind of the butt of the Justice League jokes and everything because
they
always said his only power really was to talk to fish. But your boy Jason Momoa is a bad dude, and they've got him playing Aquaman, so they're kind of flipping it on what people perceive as Aquaman.
And they actually made Black Manta not be goofy as hell.
See, I was wondering about that too, because in the comics he is super goofy.
Well, just look at him. I mean, he's got that big helmet.
Yeah, big alien whatever helmet he's got going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch Aquaman in the next few days.
And even if I want to, I would be kind of scared about seeing the new Avengers movie on the big screen. 3 hours?
Yeah, that'll be rough. Sometimes movies can be too long for the theater because we went and saw Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, and I didn't know if we were ever getting out of the theater.
Yeah, that one was bad. About 3 hours and 20 minutes. About 4 hours if you bought the extended cut. But that was actually pretty good. I liked it.
No, it was a good movie. It was just when you've set you know, it's different when you're at home and you pause the movie and you can go use the bathroom, get something to eat, whatever you need to do. But when you're just sitting focused on this theater screen for 3 hours plus, to endure.
Yeah, if you're going to show movies that long, take out these movie chairs and put in Barca loungers, damn it.
Yeah, I agree.
We should talk. We actually did see about six movies in one freaking day like this last year.
Well, we had breaks. You know, we had breaks in between them. That's different. Maybe if a movie's going to be over 3 hours, they do a small intermission.
Yeah, they did that when I went to see The Hateful Eight in 70mm. It was like they showed up to, they showed like 90 or so minutes, and then a 20-minute intermission break.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Never heard of them doing that.
They used to do it all the time when they had the long road show length pictures.
Well, that was more than just seeing a movie. They kind of made it an event, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, with Hateful Eight, you paid like close to 20, and you got like a program and all that, the 70mm experience.
Right.
No trailers, nothing, just straight into the goodness.
Which they did the 70mm to make it grainy, to make it grainier, right? Make it look.
No, it makes it larger. Most
made it larger.
Nowadays in theaters are 30mm. IMAX is 40mm.
So what kind of screen did they have to show
40 or 50 millimeter, depends on which one you see.
So then, did they have to bring in a special screen?
Yeah, they had to bring in a special screen, a special projector. They had to find someone that knows how to run 70 millimeter film.
So it didn't get shown a whole lot of places like that then, did it?
Oh, no, but where it did gangbusters gangbusters at the box office. Yeah, that's the problem, is that a lot of movies just say, here we are, watch us. They don't make it seem like you're seeing an event, something special.
Right, which that used to be the thing. You went to a theater, it was this spectacle, not just watching a movie.
Yeah, like the drive-in Monsterama thing. I think it's, I won't get to go this year, but the ticket prices are $10 a night. And there's like five movies with camping on site.
See, that's amazing. But you can't what?
Camping on site. You just pay an extra $10.
Oh, that's awesome.
And dogs are allowed.
Wow. And they do it. Do they do it, what, a Friday, Saturday night? Is that how they do it?
Yeah. Friday night they're going to be showing first Basket Case. Let's see. Oh, yeah, Toxic Avenger, Slithus, and Blood Beach.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. Where's this at?
Yeah, you pay $10 flat fee, and you get to see, you know, like all five films.
That's cool. And where's this at?
It's up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. I usually go up there for it every year, but not this year because of, well, things.
Right. I got you. That's cool.
One guy always brings an old freaking couch he keeps stored and maintained in his garage and an old Barca lounger to the drive-in.
Those are his drive-in seats?
Yeah.
That's
comes
cool.
out and puts the Barca lounger and the chair next to his truck. I'm just like, damn, that guy's doing it in style.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, there's 2 nights, 10 movies. They do it once in the spring, which is the 80s one, and once in September, which is the pre-70s stuff.
That's cool. Do they ever have, like,
yeah,
guests
I mean,
there?
It's funny looking at the real young ones, look at things like that going, wow, this is so cool. And I'm like, yes it is.
Do they ever have, like, special guests there for them or anything?
No, but if there's something good that he wants to see, Tom Savini creeps around the drive-in.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Yeah,
he's
a lot cooler
ever,
when he doesn't bring his entourage. You know who this is? This guy's famous. Yeah, shut the fuck up and get out of my face.
he seems to be everywhere.
That's because he's a con whore. He
yeah.
makes a lot of his money off of autograph appearances.
Yeah.
If I don't make it in June, I know I'm going to the Fanboy Expo in July down here in Knoxville.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the big ones they're going to have there is, well, Bruce Campbell. But with the prices he charged, no thank you.
Right.
Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express reunion.
Jim Cornette's a heck of a guy. I met him at a Comic-Con in Louisville, and he's a super nice guy.
He was probably there buying.
No, he was set up doing some autographs, but I guarantee you, yeah, he took his time to do shopping, too.
Yeah. Well, that's his home base, so of course he'll show up to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully do it better than last year, because last year they had a hall where the original cast of Hellboy, Ron Perlman and them were there, and they had it fucked up so bad they had to close down the autograph room for 30 minutes just to get the people through to him signed that had paid for it, that they really didn't plan traffic out.
Oh. I saw a picture
of your wife
the,
wouldn't let you go there because it's like pop heaven.
Take out a loan.
yeah.
I saw a picture of the new Hellboy. I don't know that I really care for it.
Yeah, it's going to be R-rated. Ooh.
I think Ron Perlman did a good job with it.
Yeah. I don't think it was good. Oh, and yes, people, my cousin here is a pop addict. He's the one that the guys who have the big pop booths at conventions smile when they see him coming.
Yeah. True story.
They had a couple of the blood-spattered Pennywises, but the prices they had for them just made me laugh. They had one, which was a blood-splattered spider Pennywise.
Yeah.
And it was like $60 to $70.
See, that's ridiculous. People get crazy with the prices of that stuff.
Yeah. Took me nearly the whole freaking day, man, to find my Mr. Rogers pop.
Did you get it there?
Yeah. Let's see. I got the Mr. Rogers pop, the Weird Al pop, Doof Warrior.
Oh, for Mad Max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones they had, I wanted to get, but I was like, no, I'm not paying $40 for a first edition Joker.
Yeah.
That's the one they were charging the most for, is the very first ones of each, you know.
Yeah. You, I've found out that if you bide your time, you'll find what you're looking for and not have to pay a crazy price for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of. Well, I did pay $30 for the Cthulhu one, so hey.
Yeah, that's kind of different. It's super cool.
But yeah, the new Hellboy looks okay.
I've not seen a trailer or
like
anything.
Well, I haven't watched the trailer. I haven't been staying away from trailers because a lot of them just either suck or they give too much away. Like the Godzilla trailers, you already know what all the monsters look like.
Yeah.
Now, that one I'd watch if there was something else playing that I'd wanted to see bad.
What's that?
Godzilla.
Yeah. I don't. When does it come? Is it out?
No, that's close to. I think it's in June. Next month is Pet Sematary, Shazam, Hellboy, and Endgame. Avengers Endgame at the end of the month.
Yeah,
that's what everybody's been talking about.
Is that Endgame?
Yeah, but you're not a Marvel guy.
I mean, no, I have Marvel characters I like, but I like DC.
Yeah.
The funniest thing that I keep seeing from the Endgame thing is everybody says that there are the rumor going around is Ant-Man is going to crawl up Thanos' butt and then expand and kill him.
Well, that does make sense. Turn into giant man.
That's what has been going around, and now they've got these funny memes about it and everything else.
Yeah. And it makes sense, but it's still kind of stupid.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and we got Toy Story 4 this summer, the movie that people are like, why are they making it?
That's kind of why I am, too. They're trying to hold on to something there.
Yeah, hold on to the money. It's going to get so where Disney owns everything.
They've already got Star Wars.
Yeah. The one that I think is going to be interesting is the Joker movie.
Yeah, with Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen some shots from that and everything. It looks kind of out there.
Yeah, it takes the Killing Joke origin and make pretty much making it canon.
Yeah.
Well, and they've already made Joker's real name Jack Napier too. In the newest Joker Black and White, where he turns normal trying to save Batman.
Yeah.
But I always liked Joker with no origin.
Yeah, I think it was cooler when he didn't have any. We just don't know why this dude's a psycho and wants to kill Batman.
No, remember, he doesn't want to kill Batman. Batman's the love of his life.
That is true, too.
Yeah. Oh, fun about you. And that's really the best part of the Lego Batman movie is how It all started because Batman broke Joker's heart. You mean I'm not your number one villain?
So,
and it's 1 hour, and I think I'll call it short this week. Thank you for showing up, Anson. I hope you had fun.
All right, buddy. You have a good one.
Okay. And remember, if you're in the Knoxville area, go to Central on Friday at 7:30 or 9:30 and buy her book, buy April's book. Go to the movie. She'll get paid off of it. Just do it. And with that, good night, everybody. See you next week.